Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance heads for a landslide victory in Maharashtra. JMM-led India bloc set to retain power in Jharkhand. Prominent candidates leading in Maharashtra include Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, his deputies Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar, Nawab Malik and Zeeshan Baba Siddiqui of NCP, Congress's Balasaheb Thorat and Prithvi Raj Chauhan trail. In Jharkhand, Chief Minister Hemant Soren, Babulal Marandi, Champai Soren among prominent leading candidates, Kalpana Soren trails. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra takes huge lead in Wayanad Lok Sabha bypoll. BJP leads in Nanded Lok Sabha seat. In 46 assembly bypolls, BJP ahead in 6 out of 9 seats in UP and 4 out of 7 seats in Rajasthan. TMC heading towards win in all 6 seats in West Bengal and in Punjab, ruling AAP ahead in 3 out of 4 seats. In other news, US President-elect Donald Trump nominates Scott Bessent as his Treasury Secretary. And in cricket, India take a 149-run lead over host Australia in first test of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. The BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance is heading for a landslide victory in Maharashtra Assembly elections, while the India bloc is poised to retain power in Jharkhand. In Maharashtra, results or trends are available for all 288 seats. The BJP is leading in 126 seats, while the Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena is ahead in 56. The Ajit Pawar-led NCP is leading in 39 seats. Results have been declared for 4 seats. BJP has bagged 2 seats, while Shiv Sena and NCP have secured 1 seat each. Congress is leading in 19 seats, while the NCP Sharad Pawar group is ahead from 12 seats. Shiv Sena UBT is leading from 18 seats, and others are leading in 17 seats. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and his deputies Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar are leading in their assembly constituencies. We now go over live to our correspondent in Mumbai, Kunal Shinde. Kunal, what is the ground situation in Mumbai, which is the centre of attraction today?
The BJP-led Mahayuti is heading to a massive landslide and unprecedented victory in the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly polls. Since the word go, when the counting began this morning, the BJP made rapid progression and consistently retained the top spot. Also on the close heels of the BJP, its alliance partners, the Shiv Sena of the Eknath Shinde and the Ajit Pawar's Nationalist Congress Party, they have also put up a good show. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, who has won from the Kopri Pazpakadi seat in Thane, has expressed deep gratitude to the people for reposing faith in the Mahayuti government. In addition to this, one of the biggest takeaways, if one analyzes the election map of Maharashtra, where except some tribal pockets and parts of western Maharashtra, the Mahayuti's flag has been flying high since the morning. They have also become a force to reckon with. The counting is also underway for the Nanded Lok Sabha seat, in which BJP's Dr. Santokh Rao Hambarde is leading against Ravindra Chauhan of Congress.
Thank you, Kunal, for that comprehensive update. Prominent candidates trailing include Nawab Malik and Zeeshan Baba Siddiqui of NCP and Milind Devara and Shaina NC of Shiv Sena. Maharashtra Congress President Nana Patole and Shiv Sena UBT leader Aditya Thackeray are leading in their constituencies, while Congress Legislature Party leader and former Minister Balasaheb Thorat and former Maharashtra CM Prithvi Raj Chauhan are trailing. In Jharkhand, trends available so far indicate that the ruling JMM-led alliance is ahead of the BJP-led NDA. The ruling JMM is leading in 31 seats, while Congress is leading in 14 constituencies. The RJD is leading in 4 seats. The BJP is leading in 26 seats, while NDA ally AJSU is leading in 1 constituency. The others are ahead from 5 seats. Let's go over live now to our correspondent in Jamshedpur, Bhupendra Singh, for more. Bhupendra, tell us about the prominent leading and trailing candidates.
Yeah, Naresh, India Bloc has taken a substantial lead in the assembly election with the 51 seats. So it is almost clear that Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, Congress, RJD and CPI-ML of India Bloc is going to form the next government in the state again. And it is one of the most interesting fact that since the formation of Jharkhand state in 2000, this is the first time that any alliance is set to return to power consecutively. If we talk about the important candidates, JMM senior leader and chief minister Hemant Soren is leading from Barhej seat. BJP state president Babulal Marandi is ahead from Dhanwar seat on the traditional bastion of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, while wife of Hemant Soren is trailing from Gande constituency. So as counting progresses, the final result will offer a clear picture of the state's political landscape. Back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Bhupendra, for the update. Counting is also underway for bipoles to two Lok Sabha seats, Wayanad and Nanded, and 46 assembly constituencies in 13 states. In Wayanad parliamentary constituency of Kerala, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra is leading by more than 3 lakh votes over her nearest CPI rival. In Nanded Lok Sabha seat of Maharashtra, BJP candidate Dr. Santokh Rao Hambarde is leading over his Congress rival Ravindra Chavan. The bipoll was held following the death of the sitting Congress MP Vasant Chavan. In Uttar Pradesh, counting is taking place for 9 assembly seats. Ruling BJP is leading in 6 seats, while Samajwadi Party is leading in 2. NDA ally RLD is ahead in Mirapur assembly constituency. In Uttarakhand, the BJP is leading in the lone Kedarnath seat. In Bihar, counting is taking place for bipoles to 4 assembly segments, Tarari, Imamganj, Belaganj and Ramgarh. BJP is leading in 2 seats, while its ally JDU is leading in 1 seat. Hindustani Awam Morcha Secular is leading in 1. We have with us our correspondent Dharmendra Rai from Patna. Dharmendra, what is the atmosphere there in Bihar?
Yes, Naresh, if we talk about the counting trends, the opposition Grand Alliance is going to lose all the 4 seats in the by-election this time. Ruling BJP candidate Vishal Prasad from Tarari assembly segment in Bhojpur district is about to snatch the seat. And if we talk about in Gaya, the trends are showing that JDU is comfortable on Belaganj seat. Similarly, in Imamganj, the Hindustani Awam Morcha is also set to retain its seat. And the most interesting fight is being witnessed on Ramgarh seat of Kaimur district, where BJP and BSP are giving tough fight to each other. Back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Dharmendra, for sharing that update. In Madhya Pradesh, the ruling BJP is leading in Budni, while Congress is ahead in Vijaypur. In Chhattisgarh, BJP is leading from Raipur city south. In Gujarat, Congress is leading in lone Vav assembly seat. In Assam, BJP is leading in 2 seats, while Congress, AGP and UPP Liberal are ahead in 1 seat each. In Meghalaya, ruling NPP candidate Mehtab Chandi Agitok Sangma has won the lone Gambegre seat. In West Bengal, ruling Trinamool Congress has won 3 seats and is leading in remaining 3. In Punjab, Congress has won Barnala seat, while ruling AAP is leading in remaining 3 seats. In Rajasthan, the ruling BJP is leading in 4 seats out of a total of 7 seats. In Karnataka, the ruling Congress has won 1 seat and is leading in the remaining 2. In Kerala, Congress and CPIM are leading in 1 assembly seat each. And in Sikkim, 2 ruling SKM candidates have already been declared elected unopposed. The BJP has said that the party is going to perform well in Maharashtra, while in Jharkhand, one needs to wait for some time to see a clear picture. Talking to Akashwani News, party spokesperson Syed Zafar Islam said, Mahayuti will score a double century in Maharashtra.
महाराष्ट्र में जैसे अनुमान था कि हम 200 सीटों के आसपास होंगे, उससे बेहतरीन हुआ है और हमें उम्मीद थी कि महायुति डबल सेंचुरी बनाएगी और भाजपा सेंचुरी बनाएगी, हाफ सेंचुरी शिवसेना बनाएगी, अजीत पवार जी की पार्टी जो है क्वार्टर सेंचुरी और सब मिला के डबल सेंचुरी, वो दिख रहा है, हो रहा है। लेकिन झारखंड की जहाँ तक बात है, वो अभी हम उसमें थोड़ा सा पीछे दिख रहे हैं, लेकिन देखिए बहुत राउंड के वोटिंग बची हुई, हो सकता है कि हम वहाँ पर भी जो उम्मीद है सरकार बनाने की वहाँ भी बना पाए।
Congress has said that the trends of assembly polls in Maharashtra are not up to the party's expectations, while the trends in Jharkhand are encouraging. Party spokesperson Supriya Srinath said it is a matter of satisfaction that the India Alliance is performing well in Jharkhand.
इसमें मुझे कोई संशय नहीं है कि हम शायद महाराष्ट्र में बहुत ज्यादा बेटर कर सकते थे, लेकिन इस बात की खुशी है कि झारखंड में हमारी परफॉर्मेंस अच्छी रही है। इस बात की भी खुशी है कि झारखंड में हमारी सरकार रिपीट हम करने जा रहे हैं। हम सबक सीखते हैं इलेक्शन से और ड्रॉइंग बोर्ड पर जाकर हम देखेंगे कि क्या हुआ। महाराष्ट्र का इलेक्शन बिल्कुल डिसअपॉइंटिंग है, लेकिन झारखंड एक उम्मीद है और एक आशा है।
We now go over live to our correspondent Anupam Mishra in New Delhi. Anupam, how is the atmosphere at the BJP and Congress headquarters as trends in both states are now clear?
Yes, Naresh, as far as the results of Maharashtra is concerned, BJP workers are jubilant at the party headquarters in New Delhi. The party has performed very well in the assembly polls along with its partners, Shiv Sena and Nationalist Congress Party. Senior BJP leaders have victory in development works done and steps taken for the welfare of the all sections of the society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to join the celebration this evening at party headquarters with party workers. Naresh, as far as Jharkhand results is concerned, it is not as per the expectation of BJP, and party leaders are giving guarded response on it. If we talk about Congress, the party office in New Delhi is wearing a deserted look. Though it is a sigh of relief for Congress as INDI alliance heading to form government in Jharkhand, but Maharashtra result is a setback for the party. Naresh.
Thank you, Anupam. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app.
Lok Nirnay.
Results of the assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand and by-elections in various states.
Special bilingual discussion program. Tune into Akashwani Gold and additional frequencies of Akashwani.
In some more news, at the 55th International Film Festival, the Creative Minds of Tomorrow contest has concluded amid huge excitement. Hundred participants divided in five teams were tasked with creating a short film in a time duration of 48 hours. The theme of this year's CMOT was Relationships in the Age of Technology. We are now joined by our correspondent Durgesh Badoria in Panaji for more updates from IFE. Durgesh, how has the day been like at IFE?
So Naresh, today was an incredibly exciting day as we witnessed the countdown to the conclusion of Creative Minds of Tomorrow contest, the space where all the teams gathered and edited, did all their things, was filled with energy and an amazing vibe. The films will now be showcased tomorrow and the jury will begin their evaluations right there only. Naresh, the venue hosting the CMOT challenge is also host to the Film Bazaar, which today is seeing a growing number of people coming. Naresh, Film Bazaar serves as a platform for all kinds of cinema professionals, be it producers, distributors, and even actors, to network and collaborate. Naresh.
In some more news from IFE, participants describe working at this platform and meeting industry professionals as a very enriching experience.
मेरा नाम रिजवान शेख है. मैं CMOT प्लेटफॉर्म में सिलेक्ट हुआ हूँ एंड आई एम एन एक्टर. आई फील दिस प्लेटफॉर्म यू नो बीइंग अराउंड विद सच डिग्निटरीज एंड अटेंडिंग ऑल द मास्टर क्लासेस एंड द पीपल हु आर करेंटली वर्किंग इन द इंडस्ट्री बीइंग एबल टू कनेक्ट विद देम इज ग्रेट एक्चुअली.
President-elect Donald Trump has announced the name of Scott Bessent, a hedge fund investor, as his nominee for Treasury Secretary. It is one of the most important positions in his cabinet to deliver on his campaign promise of ushering in the golden age of the US. In sports news and cricket, India were 106 for no loss in their second innings against host Australia post-lunch on day two of the first test of Border Gavaskar Trophy at Perth. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance heads for a landslide victory in Maharashtra. JMM-led India bloc set to retain power in Jharkhand. Prominent candidates leading in Maharashtra include Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, his deputies Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar, Nawab Malik and Zeeshan Baba Siddiqui of NCP, Congress's Balasaheb Thorat and Prithviraj Chauhan trail. in 46 assembly by-polls, BJP ahead in 6 out of 9 seats in UP and 4 out of 7 seats in Rajasthan, and TMC heading towards win in all 6 seats in West Bengal and in Punjab, ruling AAP ahead in 3 out of 4 seats. And with that, we end the midday news.